Erratic movements and shifting plans. While she did not mention it in her correspondence or diary, the rather erratic movements of her husband in shifting his plans relating to the special session of the General Conference and the dedication of the tabernacle unquestionably added to her perplexity. White had called the session through the review of March 6.
2 weeks later, March 20, S. N. Haskell, who resided in Battle Creek and was one of the three members of the General Conference Committee, had presented to the readers of the review the several compelling reasons for the special session.
He noted that there has been no time within the past 25 years when it could be more truthfully said than now that we have reached a very interesting and important period in the history of the Third Angel's Message. The object of the coming conference is to consider what steps should be taken to cooperate with the providence of God as it leads the way before His people. The Review and Herald, March 20, 1870. But then James White had decided not to attend the session because he and his wife could not be there at the time appointed. He had followed that with a message in the review that in the interests of growing old gracefully in the fear of impairment of health and the possibility of another stroke of paralysis, they must be excused from going to Battle Creek, and all of this before ever leaving Texas. This was indeed most perplexing to Ellen, to Willie and Mary in Battle Creek, and to the people generally. His unusual and out-of-character concern for his well-being apparently had led to his sudden change of plans. He pointed out that men who carry heavy burdens come to a time when they must transfer these to the shoulders of others. He stated,